Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or not the Bee?
All right, as we usually do on Fridays at this time, these are stories that are either fake or real. Some of them are from the Babylon Bee. Some of them are real. I'll read the headline. You got to tell me which is which with our special guest, Joe Mackey, still here. Thank you.
If you're interested in getting tickets to see Joe Mackey this weekend at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles, go to stlewisfunnybone.com and get your tickets before they're gone for tonight's shows, two of them, 7:30 and 9:30. And Saturday, there's two shows as well, 7 and 9. I tell you, as somebody with four kids who doesn't always get to get out and do things like this, when I go to the streets of St. Charles, when I go to the Funny Bone, I wouldn't consider myself to be this type of person. But when I did go out, I laughed. It was almost medicinal for me to go just have an evening of laughing until you cry. You will do that tonight. So if it feels uncomfortable for you to go to a comedy show, if it's something you've never done before, this is the one you want to go to. stlewisfunnybone.com.
All right, here's the first one. Tell me whether it's real or the Babylon Bee. Frustrated Democrats to consider letting voters pick the presidential candidate next time.
Joe, you thought Bee?
I think Bee.
That sounds like the Bee to me.
Yes, indeed, this is the Babylon Bee. According to anonymous sources, Democrats are so irritated about how poorly Kamala is performing that they might even decide to run a candidate who received more than zero primary ballots in the next election cycle.
It's bare minimum.
Quote, how did we even get here? Cried a distraught Chuck Schumer. Fine. I guess we can let a little bit of voter input on who we run next time. Just don't get used to it, voters. All right, that's the Babylon Bee. Next one. Democrats explain Trump was going to be Hitler during his first term, but he forgot.
I mean, I can't imagine that actually being a real headline.
USA Today. No.
Did you see that the Washington Post today, right before the show started, they announced that they're not going to endorse Canada this year?
I did see that. It was surprising.
What do you think about that?
I think maybe Jeff Bezos wants to stay on Trump's good side.
Okay, I like the way you think.
Yeah,
I like the way you think. And didn't they in their message to whatever press release say that they aren't going to endorse in the future either?
Or maybe he laid off the people that did the endorsing.
Maybe.
Nobody else there knows how.
Yeah. Where the heck is that endorsement?
Where's the endorse guy?
Oh, we fired them. Oh, sorry. Well, we won't be doing that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, rest of the story.
Is it the Bee?
It is the Bee. According to retired General John Kelly, former President Trump often talked about how he kept meaning to find time to be Hitler, but he kept getting distracted by other things. Quote, on several occasions, Trump told me word for word, this is it. This is the week I'm going to be Hitler. But then Trump would get started doing something like handing out candy to minions, and he would completely forget, explained Kelly.
Isn't it funny? Like, we've talked about this before, but when Donald Trump was at the White House and people were trick-or-treating, and he put the candy on top of the minion's head. This little kid's walking around like a minion, and he's just like, boop.
And it falls off his head.
Yeah.
And then he just walks away. He just walks away.
That's a good story.
If you're that age, though, the most important thing is not that you became famous because Donald Trump put candy on your head. It's that you lost that candy.
Yeah, probably.
So,
Joe,
that's
are
very
you a costume guy? Do you like costume parties?
No,
is
I don't.
Like the worst thing? And
no, I you just grow out of that stuff. You know, that's the thing. Adults don't grow up anymore. It's a big problem. But to me, it's much more interesting when the Easter Bunny moved Biden away from the reporters.
It's like a lot of power in that.
Yeah, because to kids, the hierarchy made sense. Like, of course, if
so you're saying it's indoctrination.
If there's a magical bunny that gives away candy, of course he's more powerful than the president.
That's so true.
I don't remember. Was Jill Biden visibly present at that event?
Are you suggesting she
was the
bunny?
I don't know what I'm suggesting.
I think she... I don't know. Mm. I don't remember.
I want to think she's the bunny.
I want to think it was Hunter. And that nobody knew he was coming.
Mm. That's how he got in.
Speaking...
If it was Hunter, he's not wearing pants in that costume.
He understood half the assignment.
I can tell from those bare legs that that is Hunter Biden in that costume. All right, based on what you just said about Washington Post, here's the next headline. Far left Los Angeles Times refuses to endorse presidential candidate.
That's true.
True. Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, that is real. LA Times, Los Angeles freaking Times, as the Not the Bee puts it, isn't going to endorse any candidate this time around, even when the former senator and AG from California is on the top of the ticket. 2008, it was Obama, true. Obama, Clinton, Biden. This year, no endorsement.
Is there any irony, Joe, for you, for newspapers to come out, like, you know, papers of record or whatever, and be like, we choose this candidate?
I don't know who endorsements work on at all, you know? Like, sure, there's probably a number of women that would vote for who I told them to vote for just to curry my favor, but it won't work, ladies.
What's that number of women?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eight.
That's pretty good.
Do you feel like is there an undecided voter in this country?
Yeah, there are some, but honestly, most of them will vote based on the price of gas. So, like if I were president, whoever's running the country right now, I would release more money from release more barrels from the strategic reserve.
That's actually very.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Next
Speaking one? Of not to be, here we go. Trump forced to cancel campaign rallies for next 2 weeks as time off request denied by McDonald's manager.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I just assume it's the B. Anybody disagree?
This is real.
No!
Yeah. Here we go. Former President Trump has been forced to cancel all of his rallies for the next 2 weeks after his request to take time off was denied by Brad Norris, his manager at McDonald's. Quote from Trump, "I told Brad it was very important and really needed the time off. He just said that serving delicious golden fries in a timely fashion was also important and told me to get my priorities in order. I have to tell, I was mad, but I really respect that Brad guy. Tough guy. Very smart."
I love that you added "it's the B" right before you started reading it.
Yeah,
just
it
out
is.
Of clarification.
Joe, McDonald's move, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, but was that brilliant by Donald Trump to do that?
Yeah, to me, that picture where he's waving in the apron from the drive-thru, that's just good fun. That's Norman Rockwell right there. I think people were saying, you know, the customers were, you know, they were pre-screened. Well, I wish they did that every time I went to McDonald's. I don't want to go to that McDonald's. They haven't screened the customers yet.
Yeah.
One time a guy asked me to give him a ride when I was eating my McDonald's, and I'm like, I don't want to give you a ride. And he was dumbfounded that a person eating McDonald's wouldn't just...
Why did it bother the people, you know, the allegation that it was staged? If Barack Obama, who is also a former president of the United States, went to a McDonald's, and we talked about this in the show, he could pull that off. He could have gone to a McDonald's and waited on people. He could pull it off in a way Kamala couldn't, because Barack Obama is a genuine dude.
But, yeah.
But I mean, like, they would pre-screen everything for him, too, because he's the former president of the United States.
Yeah, he could think off his feet. You know, you might not agree with his politics, but no one said, like, he didn't have the ability to think. Hillary Clinton.
Standards have changed.
Yeah, you know? She can shoot lightning out of her hands.
Do you, Hillary Clinton coming in here in the bottom of the ninth and saying, oh yeah, Donald Trump is Hitler and the Madison Square Garden thing is Hitler-esque.
Well, first of all, that was a different Madison Square Garden. We're on the fourth Madison Square Garden. That was the third Madison Square Garden. That was in a different location. So if you really wanted to redo it, you would have to have that one built again.
So clearly.
Yeah.
What evidence do you need, Hillary?
It doesn't add up. Do your research, Hillary.
She checks notes. Oh, crap.
Well, she's probably listening, so.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
That's the last we'll hear from her. It's embarrassing for her. Last one before we run out of time here, maybe. Tulsi Gabbard finally realizes she's far too attractive to be a Democrat.
Oh, that is funny. That's got to be a B.
B?
I mean, yeah, it's the B.
Okay, fair enough.
Gabbard is currently ranked as the 43rd best looking member of the GOP, though. 21 spots below Thomas Massey.
Thomas Massey, far from
attractive enough to displace someone at the top of the food chain like Ted Cruz. However, sources at Fox News say that she's more attractive than enough to get a spot at their outlet whenever she retires from politics.
Are you a Tulsi fan, Joe?
Oh, I think Tulsi's great. Attractiveness? Boy, it's a tough list. Lauren Boebert's got to be up there.
Yeah.
Katie Britt, she's easy on the eye.
Yeah.
Rand Paul, how about that hair?
Mm-hmm. She took a dark turn there at the end. I'm not here to judge. Well, Joe Mackey, thank you for joining us in studio. We love having you in here, and I hope that our listeners heed my advice here. And go to, if it's your first comedy show you've ever been to, go tonight, go tomorrow night, and enjoy laughing. We need to laugh right now more than ever, and Joe Mackey will have you doing that for sure. At the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles, 7:30 and 9:30 tonight shows, and tomorrow night, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Tickets are available at stlewisfunnybone.com. Joe, thanks for being here. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, come back again soon.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back in the next segment, we'll find out what we missed in the week. And also, your Ask Us Anything questions on the YouTube live chat poll. Let's go. We'll be right back in just a minute. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.